And now, through the facilities of WLW Cincinnati, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that's new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the Topper Club of Music Hall in Cincinnati, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music, and we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. And now, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Bernie, have you ever known anything to be so quiet and yet so much happened?
This is the greatest crowd ever, Stan.
Well, I guess that Bernie didn't explain everything here in introducing this evening's concert in miniature. Actually, we're just getting started. Hardly just a note or two has been blown just to get a balance, and we're just beginning this evening, and there are a lot of people here. Bernie, you might kind of watch the crowd and keep me informed as to what you think is happening, because it's most necessary we please them.
Sure will. Be glad to do it.
Wonderful, Bernie. Say, fellas, because of this evening's formality here in the beginning thing, let's use the theme song. Stan Levy, the cymbals. Good. We have oftentimes been criticized here because we haven't used the theme song enough, so this evening we have stamped this thing and labeled it right at the beginning. If you listen carefully, in the middle of all this commotion, and mixed up with the commotion, are the brushes of Stan Levy going here for this rather subtle Bill Holman original that is kind of a fitting overture this evening. Here's Theme and Variation. Thank you. subtle beginning here on Theme and Variations entitles us to create something with a little faster beat and kind of mix up in general a lot of brass, saxophones, and cymbals here. And mainly weaving out and in always throughout the center section of this will be Lee Konitz in the alto saxophone. Here's the thing that's so popular here in the library. It's Jerry Mulligan's Limelight. The beat, please. But Lee Konitz is taking a bow, and so is Stan Levy, and Conti's trying to get one in, too, because of the short solo here. And I might say we know a lot of things, but the most important thing that we do know this evening is it's summertime here in Cincinnati. Because with a trumpet in one hand and a handkerchief in another, you make out very well. Buddy?
Yeah?
Have you got your handkerchief here and your horn?
Yeah, everything's up.
And we'd like to do this thing that we just recorded here 3 or 4 days ago. We might start talking about it right now, because I expect it to be a very important part of a new venture of ours, the thing called Portraits of Standards. Does that give you a clue?
Well, it sounds like it might be autumn in New York.
Okay, you back away the usual distance. Right. I'll give the downbeat here, and we'll hear Buddy Childers' version here of Autumn in New York. Saxophones?
Mm-hmm.
because there are a number of people here, a number of thousands up here this evening, and dancing in the early part of the evening, we've decided to keep this concert miniature here with plenty of dance ingredients here as far as music goes. And we'd like to submit now for the people here at the Topper Ballroom, as well as you listening on concert miniature tonight, a rather light, kind of a happy version of I've Got You Under My Skin. Stan Levy, you've got the beat. Okay, saxophones. Lee Konitz, I think it might be a nice idea if you stepped over here. I've talked a great deal about you this last year. Have you got anything you'd care to say about me at the moment?
Oh, I'm very happy to be working with you, Stan.
Well, that's awfully nice that you say that. Is there anything else nice you can think of?
Well, I appreciate very much the raise you gave me a couple weeks ago.
Lee, let's get to your music. What are you going to play?
I'd like to play Go to My Head.
Very good. The microphone's yours. Thank you.
talking.
There is so much noise here in the room tonight where we're doing this evening's broadcast that I doubt whether you listening in can determine the music sounds here from the hustle and the bustle and general room noise of so many people here. It should be a pretty exciting evening tonight, what with Paul Williams, the rest of the acts, the Orioles, besides the Kenton Orchestra tonight to entertain everybody. Right now, a happy thought and something rather easy to listen to at the moment is this favorite of ours, Walking Shoes. Vacation periods are certainly no exception. Our orchestra, of course, has its share of vacationists. This evening, vacationing in Texas is Bob Burgess, first trombone player. And, of course, vacationing in Hollywood is George Roberts and, of course, Bill Holman. We have Bill Russo in Chicago. He's not vacationing. He might be at the moment, but he's supposed to be scoring music. And, in fact, I know that he's scored a lot of it already. And, Bill, if you're listening, I'm not saying that you're not working. It's just that I tried to give a little happy thought here. This evening, the alto saxophone, of course, was as usual Lee Konitz. The tenor saxophone was Zoot Sims. The drums, the bass, the guitar were played by Stan Levy, Don Bagley, and Sal Salvador. The usual first trumpet, Buddy Childers, and Ernie Royal, Connie Condoli played solos, and so did Frank Rosolino. This evening here looks like, as I've said a little earlier in the program, should be a very exciting affair here, so let us add a little bit to it before Bernie Behrens comes in to explain and justify what has taken place tonight. Stan, let's decorate the place with the theme.
NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, his refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Topper Club of Music Hall in Cincinnati through the facilities of WLW Cincinnati. Join us again next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leaders who present the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. Bernie Behrens speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.